Blog Talk Radio.
The day that the Lord has made, let us what? Rejoice and be glad in it. It's another day. And he didn't have to keep us, but he did. He didn't have to wake us up this morning, but he did. Start us on our way, but he did. And we thank him on today. Oh, I tell you, every day, new grace and new mercy, you know. Thank God for our families on today and our friends. And we just thank God, you know, thank God, thank God. We just can't thank him enough. I mean, so much going on in this last hour, I tell you, so much to pray for. So much to watch and pray for. I tell you, it ain't getting no better, y'all, every day. We see, you know, things are getting worse and worse as the Bible has already told us and warned us, you know, these days and times, you know, things are going down. But the word of God, have you not noticed everything is going down? Everything has changed. You know, everything has come to an end as you've known it. Not that this is the end as you have known it. Things have changed and been rearranged. But thank God his word has remained faithful. His word is truth, y'all. Everything going down but his word, and can't you see it? Anyway, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We ask that your hand continue to be upon us, lead us and guide us in this last hour. Oh God, we thank you for your angels that encamps all around us, about us. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives as we continue to dwell in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the Lord in this last hour. We just thank you, oh God. Lord, we pray on today that we will minister life to those around about us, oh God, that's not recognizing the hands of the signs of the time, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you use my lips of clay to speak life over somebody today, oh God, before time is running out, oh God. Time is running out, oh God. You're soon to come. We see the signs of judgment all around about us, God. Help us, oh God, in this last and evil days. God, we thank you for our children and grandchildren, our brothers and sisters, nieces and nephews. Oh God, we pray that you will minister to them in a special way. Oh God, tug at their hearts that they need a Savior. God, this people need the Lord in this last hour. We need you, oh God. We can't do anything apart from you, oh God. Oh God, we said thank you this morning. We just thank you, oh God. We acknowledge you in all our ways, and you promise that you will direct our path. God, direct our path in the name of Jesus. We just thank you on today, God. Lord, I ask you again, Lord, to speak through my lips of clay, think through my mind, minister to the hearts today that are listening in this last hour, God. Help me to stand, and having done all to remain standing. Lord, help us to put on the full armor of God that we may be able to stand in these last and evil days, we pray. And the devil is defeated, God is exalted, Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. As I said, you know, it's just so much going on. I was reading the article today that was talking about how there are different banks and other places now that are closing, and, you know, and saying that, you know, people are not going to be able to use cash. You know, it always starts somewhere else and then works its way right on into the United States, you know. So I'm telling you, the Bible's just being fulfilled. You know, love a minute, wax and cold, y'all. You can't see it. Love a minute has wax cold. We're living in the last days. The Bible said perilous time. Oh, yes. Times like never before. The Bible says in 2 Timothy, I'm not going to hold you, 2 Timothy 3:1-5 says, this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Oh, it's here, y'all. It's here. Now listen at this. It says, for men shall be lovers of their own self. Do you not see that? Do you not see that people are really lovers of their own self? They think they God themselves. Oh, my God, the love of many. I mean, families don't love like they used to. Neighbors don't love like they used to. You know, you could speak to your neighbors, and then you can't even hardly speak to them, or you speak to them, they won't even say anything. I'm telling you, morals and values just gone completely. The Bible says men shall be lovers of their own self. Covers, posters. Do you not see that? People bragging and bragging like never before. I mean, men always have bragged, but not right now. Oh, my God, just boasting, proud, blasphemous, speaking against God, speaking against his word, speaking against, you know, the body of Christ, those that love God, you know. They call us haters, you know. They call us misfits and all that, you know, because we're standing for truth, because we love the Lord, and because we're standing for righteousness. Somebody got to stand, you know. Somebody got to stand for righteousness. Somebody got to stand for holiness. It might as well be you. How about that? It might as well be me. Oh, yes, the Bible said disobedience to parents. Oh, my God, I never seen it. Oh, my God, these kids today. Oh, my God, disrespectful at home, disrespectful at school, disrespectful in the street. Oh, my God, used to be a time you would say, young man, pull your pants up. And they will pull their pants up, and oh, they'll cut you out now. Oh, my God. Used to be a time you would say, they be out there fussing and fighting. You say, oh, young man, don't do that. Go ahead home. Right now. Oh, my God. They'll pull out a gun, knives, and anything. Just, you know, love a minute's wax cold, y'all. Just like the Bible said. I'm telling you, oh, my God, blasphemers. I mean, you never see so many people. I mean, it used to be a time, you know, even on TV, people didn't do like Steve Harvey and all these so-called men, you know, that's supposed to be influential, you know, high men, you know, high status, you know, with this world system, you know. But now, you know, they talk about God and his people, and they cussing one minute and talking about, you know, they say the next minute, oh, my God, Oprah say, Steve Harvey say, Tyler Perry say, all these folks are saved, Lord have mercy. Oh, my God, never seen a time like today. I'm telling you, it's a disobedience to parents. Unthankful. People so ungrateful. Don't even thank you. How hard can it be? You give somebody something, or you even be in the store, you stand in line, and you say, okay, thank you. Sometimes I don't say a word. You know, you serving people, but you can't even respond to them in a, you know, in a nice way. You won't even say anything, but you're serving. Oh, my God. Yes, disobedience to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. Truth breaker, oh my take, I tell you, oh my God, people word ain't no good. No good. No good. False accuser. Say you said something you didn't say, and oh my God, we're living in an evil day. In an evil time. Like never before. Oh yes. It said false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are doing good, treacherous, or just wicked. Treacherous. Oh yeah. Heady, high-minded, lovers, pleasure, loving pleasures more than lovers of God. Yep. Everybody just want to have a good time. Just a good time. Don't forget what God's done for you. Just want to have a good time. The Bible said that men will be lovers of themselves and, you know, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Oh, yes. We're there. We're there. Oh, we're living in the last and evil day, y'all. Evil day. The Bible says 2 Timothy 3:1-5. It says, this know also that false prophets and teachers will arise and shall bring in damnable heresy. That's what we're saying today, y'all. This stuff is dangerous. Oh, yes. Very dangerous. You better be careful where you go. And, you know, used to be a time you say, well, as long as you get in the church, y'all. No. It's witchcraft in the church. Oh, yes. Y'all got to be careful who laying hands on you, dirty hands. Life, you know, I'm telling you, they living a dirty life. Some of them ain't even never repented. Never repented. Dirty hands on your head. And then you want to know why you got a headache. You run into the emergency room. You're going through anxiety and attacks and everything. The enemy is using, you know, these things to get your mind off. To get your mind off of God and trust in Him. You know? Oh, my God. Yes, we're living a dangerous time. It's a damnable heresy. Even denying the Lord that brought them. People don't forget. You say, Lord, if you heal my body, Lord, if you save my soul, I run on and see what the end going to be. As soon as He deliver you, go right on back doing the same old thing you were doing before. Make promises to God and then turn your back on Him. But He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's always been there with us. You know, even when you were doing your dirt, He still was right there. He never left. He's a footprint in the sand. Oh, yes, many times the devil could have took you out. But God, grace and mercy. Oh, yes, giving you another opportunity, another chance. You know, some people that were here on last week, not here today, but He spared your life. You know, He spared my life. He letting our golden moments go on a little bit longer. You know, each day, new mercy, new grace. Oh, yes. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. It says, even denying the Lord that brought them out. And, you know, and Egypt is a form of the world. See, we were born in sin. But you got to be born again. You know, inviting Christ in your heart and in your life. Repenting of the evil and the wickedness that you've done. You know, and He will save you. You know, and He won't bring things up to you like, you know, some people will, you know, to be like, well, I remember her when she used to drink. I remember her when she used to do this and running men and running women and all that kind of stuff. But hey, when God forgive you, He put it in the sea. You know? He just cast it in the sea. It's under the blood. It's under the blood. He throw it in the sea. In the water. He get rid of it. Never to remind you of it like some people. You know, she ain't changed. She's still the same. Long as you know and God knows, that's all that matters. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, he's the only one can change you and rearrange everything about you. Only Jesus. Try him today, y'all. Try him today. It's saying bringing upon themselves swift destruction. It says, and many shall follow their pernicious ways. It said, and pernicious ways by reasons of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. That's what I was just talking about. You know, if you trying to do the right thing and the devil, you know, using people to try to attack you and saying you ain't changed and you ain't, you know, she's saying, but like I said, as long as you know and God knows and you repent to God, you know, he's the one to save. He's the one to heal. He's the one to deliver and set free. And he whom the Son set free is free indeed. Oh, yes, free indeed. Thank God for that. As I say, you know, men should be lovers of their own self, self-will. That's all you say. Why? Self-will. Because see, people begin to think they God. Yeah. Thank you, God. Self-will, not God's will, but your own will. But the Bible says you got to deny you, take up your cross, and follow Jesus. As a song said, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. But these people so selfish today. Mm-hmm. Selfishness turned to hatred, y'all. Oh, yeah. I see where, statistically, they said, look, 13, every 13 seconds, someone's divorced and they're mate in the United States. Did y'all know it was that? Like that. They say they know nothing of self-denial. They just live and walk in the flesh. That's what people do. Mm-hmm. Love is blind. It's blind. It's the blindest sin and the most deceitful sin. It's the most greedy, the most greediest sin, the most hardest sin to give up. Ain't that something? That is something. Yourself don't want to come under, you know? Don't want to come under the blood. Don't want to come under God's word, his will. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, because the devil knows your life will never be the same. The Bible says, Jesus said unto his disciples, look, if any man will come after me, and then what? Deny himself. People don't want to deny themselves. That's what I'm talking about, self-will. They're selfish. We're living in a selfish time. People care nothing about anybody but they self. But yourself. It says, take up the cross and follow me. That's what Jesus said. Take up your cross and follow him. Not them. Y'all following these preachers that are leading you astray, taking you away from the word of God, saying, God, you know, word is not the same. You know, he's doing something new now, you know, out with the old and in with the new. I'm telling y'all really got to be careful in this last hour. We do. We'll have to be careful in this last hour. Mm-hmm. It said, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose it shall save it. Shall save his life for my name's sake and find me. If you're 16 and 24 and 25. Yeah, so I want to give some scriptures here. And let's get Romans 13 and 8 says, it says, so, yeah. Okay, say covetousness, self-will, ambitions leads to covetousness. They become lovers of money as they become influenced by knowing what riches can give them. Greed is the creed. Greed controls their activity, and they live and walk in pleasing the flesh. They are enemies of the cross. Oh, have mercy. Don't be an enemy of the cross today. God, Jesus. We tried everything and everything else is failed. Try Jesus today. Try Jesus today. This world, I'm telling you, is just so perverted. Yeah, so perverted. All they do is promote the fornication. You just look around. Just promoting fornication everywhere. Movies, the music. Look around. There ain't nothing promoting God. Promoting Jesus. It's promoting yourself, flesh. The Bible says there's no good thing in the flesh. The devil using music, entertainment, and media. Yeah. To bring your values down, you know? Your morals down. And I'm telling you, it's gone out. Done tore down all the morals and values. Look around. People don't care attitude. Don't care attitude. Standards just gone. Just gone. People ain't honoring their marriage to one another. And they definitely honoring their marriage to God. Because this is what it becomes, a relationship between you and God. And by him in your life. You're saying, Lord, okay, you know, I'm willing to serve you. You know, I'm willing to obey you. You know, I need your help, you know. Lead and guide me. And I'll tell you, Satan is building up a lot of stuff in this man's house. I mean, people, like I said, don't respect their marriage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just living in an age where you just look around, everything's just sexual. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's normalized, though. You know, porn everywhere, open porn. As you look, I mean, wherever you look. I'm talking, you look on Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff, YouTube, all this stuff just open, you know, and just think about our generation today, our young people today. What kind of nation is this going to be 10, 20, 30 years from now? With the way it's looking now, oh, my God. And the church being deceived, it's deceiving people because they got a form of godliness. That's all you see, a form. These pastors are deceiving people. They're living a different lifestyle than, you know, than what they were doing in the beginning. Everything changing. I heard Jake say the first 50 years of his life, he feared God. Well, what you going to do with the next 50? I'm telling you, y'all not paying attention. You know? Oh, my God. We're just living a crucial time, an evil time, like never before, y'all. Yeah. I'm not going to be here long. It is now, 2:00 in the morning? Yeah, so I guess I'm going to go to bed, but I just wanted to say a few things to you. This is certainly a wicked, evil day, and love a minute, waxing cold, and so much going on. Like I said, they call it right, wrong, right. But we're here at the Ready Church. Just want to make a difference where it counts. I guess I'm a little tired, but I'm going to go and go to sleep, Lord's willing, and I'll get up and try to get on tomorrow, Lord's will. We had a Ready Church. We love you. Just want to keep y'all encouraged. Saying God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and praise you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. We ask that your hand be upon us to continue to lead us and guide us and just lay us out. We plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you on today. Oh, God, we pray that you'll strengthen us, you'll keep us, you'll minister to us like only you can do, oh, God. Help us to watch and pray and pray us out, oh, God. Help us to make a difference in somebody's life. In Jesus' name we pray. Devil is defeated. God is exalted. Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. God bless you. Let it go.
We give you the glory. We give